Let me just state what is on the floor. What is on the floor is I made a ruling. Richard is challenging the ruling. We are now going to debate whether or not my ruling was a good idea, and then we're going to come to a vote on it, and people will get to vote to uphold the ruling of the chair or not to uphold the ruling of the chair. Adriana, what is your question?
Point of order, Chair.
Hold on 1 second, Lawrence. What is your question, Adriana?
Madam Chair, still applying the rules that you need to recognize people before speaking?
Thank you. I really appreciate that. I will try. If people want to be recognized, say your name, like Lawrence did, and then say your point of order, okay? Or point of information, or I want to be on the stack. But say your name first.
Hold on a second.
Lawrence, what is your point of order?
My point of order, I don't know if this is in order or not, but I'd like to call the question.
Okay.
That's not a point of order, Madam Chair.
That you have to be recognized to speak to do that. A point of order is a privileged position. So I will recognize Richard. Go ahead, Richard.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order, Ms. Benito?
Simply that when people want to make a point of order, they can't just blurt out in the middle of someone else's sentence. They have to wait for the person to finish.
I think they
can say whatever point of order they feel like
after
the chair recognizes them.
Thank you. I think that's
Janet K. Point of procedure.
I think that's.
Or maybe it's procedure. I don't know what it is.
Hold on, Benito. That's fine. I think that's a really good point of procedure. I'm trying to give Richard the floor. What is your point of procedure, Janet?
Well, Richard has a floor.
Well, I'm gonna call on him as soon as people stop making points of order and points of procedure. Janet.
Madam Chair, I just asked to be on the stack, is all.
And okay. So did Kim.
Well.
And so did Hank.
I've made a ruling. There's no discussion of my ruling.
Of course there is.
Well, no, there isn't, unless someone makes a motion to challenge the chair.
Which Richard did that.
Okay.
So the
motion before us now is the question of challenging the chair. I have Richard and then Kim. Go ahead. Hold on a second. I have you, Lucette. I have you on the list, Lucette.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
What is your point of order?
I don't think you ruled on my previous point.
To call the question. I'm sorry. I believe that when the question has been called, if it is seconded, then we...
Margie, point of order, you did rule on it. You said he had to be recognized to call the question, and that's correct. You can't get on the floor with a point of order and then make a motion.
Thank you very much. Okay. Richard, Kim...
Janet K., point of order.
What is your point of order, Janet?
I asked you before, and you didn't
say anything. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Robert's rules say that points of order and parliamentary inquiries are interruptible. You can interrupt.
I know. I know.
To say that people can't interrupt, that's not accurate.
I know that's true. I just think we'd have a less fractious meeting if people would wait until there was a pause before they called out points of order and points of information. Richard. On the question of overruling the chair, go ahead. That's the issue before us. That's what we're debating right now.
Yes. I know that some things are disputed, but one thing that I don't think is disputed is that we had a signed offer letter to the IED to make her the ED, and we approved that, and it was signed and everything. And in that letter, that was approved and is in act and in force right now, it says the executive director, office and chief administrator, and is responsible for management activities of the foundation pursuant to Pacifica's bylaws, including hiring of station managers of the 5 sister stations and the national staff. That's in our offer letter that we all agree is in force.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have on the list, I have George, Kim, and Lucette. Go ahead, George.
What happened to Hank?
Oh, sorry, Hank. I didn't hear you.
There
was too much chaos. Go ahead, George.
There's a general statement that the board has supervision over the ED, which, of course, is the case. We hire her and fire her. And there's a...
Sorry. Are you there, George?
I'm here. And there's a specific statement in the board, in the bylaws, which says that the ED shall hire the general managers. The general statement can't supersede the specific statement. The specific statement is in there for the purpose of making it clear that this is an area which the general manager has. Hmm. What's been made very clear by Hank and also by Brian is that the process he's talking about involves the board, if it chooses, taking that power out of the hands of the general manager and making that decision themselves. And that is simply in contradiction to the specific statement in the bylaws, which says it is the GM who makes that decision.
Oh, the ED.
ED.
The ED who makes that decision.
Thank you, George. Kim.
I just want to add to what Richard said. He read the definition in the offer letter. It is also in the job description that the ED hires the station managers. So you're going against everything that's already been written, and this is why, again, you know, you're just kind of making stuff up without
right.
employment counsel about how to define this stuff. You can't define a job description like, nah, we don't like that. We want to do it. You can't do that.
Lucette. Lucette?
Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Right, thank you. Now, given that my English might not be so good, but good enough to understand what shall hire mean, I would like us to consider the word shall. And as far as we're concerned, there is a custom and practice, even if that shall is misinterpreted, that the ED has always been responsible for hiring. And when we have an issue with, like we did not very long ago at our station, and we brought it to the board, and that was not the first time, the board said they had nothing to do with it, they were not micromanaging, and they sent it back to the ED. What I am concerned about, and whether you like it or not, the motive will come if this matter were to go to court. I have heard people refer to what I believe is an ED as IED, and that in itself is questionable and puts a mark on what we are doing here, overturning custom and practice, misinterpreting simple English words like shall hire, and then telling me that you don't have a motive. Put it however you like. I will make sure that what I'm saying here is said precisely at the right forum, at the right time, and with the right people. That's all I will say.
All right.
This is Lydia to the stack.
Okay, the next
this
person.
This is Heather to the stack.
Hold on.
Did you ever put me on, Janet C?
No, I didn't.
Well, I've been here for about a year.
I didn't hear that you wanted to be on the stack.
Yeah.
Let me tell you who I have on the... I'm sorry. You know, when there's chaos and many people are speaking at the same time, it's very hard to hear. Hank. I have Hank and then Janet. Was that someone else wanting to be on the stack?
And Heather.
Okay, I'm sorry. Before Heather, there was someone else. Who was it?
Rodrigo,
okay.
No, it was after Heather. Heather had already
Hold on. I just want to hear the voices. You don't get to speak unless you're recognized. Okay.
Serene for the staff also, please.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm hoping we can get through this quickly. I have on the list now, Hank.
You want me to speak now?
Yep.
Okay.
You're up.
Regardless of anyone's interpretations of anything, the words are subject to the control of the PNB, not supervised, preferred, shall not, anything. It says subject to the control of. That is written in the bylaws. It's hard and fast. You can twist it. You can turn. You can spin up and down. I don't care what you do. You cannot change the words that are written in there. That is in her job description, not ours. Subject to the control of the PMB. It cannot be any more clear. Get the dictionary and look up each word if you have to. Her job is subsequent to our control. We are the top level of Pacifica, period. There is no one else above us.
Oh my God.
We are the ones with the liability. We are the ones with you misunderstand what I'm saying if you're just saying wow because I think it's control. I'm saying that what is at question is under our control. We have no choice but to be in charge of it. We're in charge of Summer at every step.
Everything she does
is our responsibility.
I would ask the people who make comments, stop it. Put yourself on mute. Make the comments to your telephone. Don't make them so we can hear.
Read her job description. It's Section B, the very first sentence of what her job description is.
Thank you, Hank. The next person on the list is Janet, followed by Heather, Rodrigo, and Serene.
Well,
Janet Coleman.
Lydia,
yes.
Did you forget Lydia?
Oh, I apologize, Lydia.
You know, when Brian's defense of this motion and of basically jumping to a new plateau of power that is not in the bylaws, but that Brian says is implied in the bylaws, that because the bylaws only say that the executive director shall do this or this, the bylaws don't say that the PNB can hold, you know, campfires in heaven, whatever the hell, and show how very powerful they are and what control. I tell you, it's like a science fiction movie to listen to the members' description of we have control. What do we have control over? What? This is a radio foundation. We're supposed to get some creative people in here. What are you having control for? None of us here people who have had any credentials to be on this board, to run a board like this. What did you do? You got elected by a couple hundred people? Really? You have control over everything in this network? This is nuts.
Hank.
That was a personal affront.
I agree.
Up with that kind of stuff.
I agree. I thought it was really out of order.
Folks.
Okay, I'm trying to get through this. I appreciate, Hank, how you feel about that. What I have on the list now is Lydia, Heather, Rodrigo, and Serene. Okay? Lydia.
Yes, I agree with Jim Brown. I'm reading this, and I don't see anything that prevents the ED from hiring who they wish, but there is a, although there was a precedent-breaking issue at KPFK with the PD search and the PMB taking that over, but that's a different situation. The words aren't in here that the PMB is going to subvert the bylaws and the hire process. It seems what I'm reading is that the PMB just wants to know. There have been some surprises when IGMs show up at stations and we didn't know those were the choices. We might have made other recommendations, but we can only be recommendations. And I'm going to support this only because I'm not looking at it as subverting the bylaws. I do think the executive director has the prerogative of hiring the GM. Thank you.
Okay.
As I think that the GM has the prerogative of hiring the PD. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Heather.
Yes, I want to refer to the comment that Hank made about control of the board. I'm also looking at the bylaws here, and I think there are so many ways that you could interpret that. However, to me, what this means is that the board of directors is responsible to make sure that the executive director fulfills her job description, basically, but not telling her how to fulfill her job description. Our responsibility as a board is to make sure that the work is ultimately done. Again, not to give the specifics on how to do this. This is why we hire somebody for this position. They will tell us what they're doing and when they will get things done. We're not, and invariably, I do need to say to everyone, as I've said repeatedly, actually, micromanaging is the worst thing we can do as a board. It never works. In almost any nonprofit, you'll find that micromanaging is very disruptive of board functions. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share. I'm disagreeing with Hank's interpretation of quote, control, unquote.
Okay.
Carolyn on the staff, please.
So I want to remind people that what we are talking about is a motion to overrule the chair. The chair has ruled that this motion is in order. Rodrigo.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Madam Chair, do you have Carolyn on the staff, please?
I got you, Carolyn. I'm sorry. Did you call the question? Was that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So is there a second for calling the question?
Benito.
Okay. So now we come to a vote. There's no further discussion on the vote. So all those in favor of closing debate will say yes. Those opposed
will say no. Maybe there's no opposition?
I'm sorry, what?
Maybe there's no opposition.
Oh, is there any opposition to closing debate?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I apologize. We'll take a vote.
Brian Edwards Stevens?
Yes.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
I'm sorry, I don't know. What are we voting on? To
close
debate or not?
Yes.
Closing
no.
debate. Rodrigo.
No, and
Rodrigo Agueta.
Please
Janet.
Repeat the votes. Please repeat.
You said no.
What?
Got you. Rodrigo Agueta?
Yes.
Rodrigo says yes. Lydia Brazon. Lydia, are you there?
Yes.
Lydia says yes. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Thank you. Adriana Casanav?
Yes.
Casanav says yes. Hank Lamb? Can hear you, Hank. Pound Pound One. George Ryder? George Ryder on closing debate?
Sorry, I was muted. No.
Richard, thank you. Richard Uzzell?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman? Janet Coleman on closing debate. Pound Pound One to unmute. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Jim Brown says yes. Benito Diaz?
Yeah.
Diaz says yes. Lizette King?
No.
King says no. Tony Norman?
Yes.
Norman says yes. Heather Gray?
No.
I missed some. Adriana, did we hear you?
Yes.
I say yes.
Yes, she
okay,
did.
Thank you. Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Lamb says yes. Janet Coleman? Madam Chair, wait for the count. Serena votes yes. One moment for the count.
Hold on a second, Serena. I don't think, did we ever hear from, okay, I apologize. Yes, okay, go ahead.
Requires a two-thirds vote.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Vote is 11 yes, 8 no. I'm sorry, 7 no.
Okay, so the motion to close debate fails. So continuing on the list, let's see. I have Serene and Carolyn.
George, I'd like to get back on the list.
Okay, George for second round. Okay, go ahead, Serene.
Okay, thank you very much. I wanted to reread the motion. It says, move that the executive director present to the Pacifica Radio National Board the proposed GM candidate to be hired at any station from the pool of candidates submitted by the local station board no later than 30 days from the LSB submission of candidates pool. In the case of KPFA, this shall be done no later than 15 days from now. And there's absolutely no conflict between that and the bylaws. The board is allowed to create a process for getting things done. The length of time that people remain in interim positions in Pacifica is shameful all around. There's a hiring process that, through the LSB, a recommendation process, that itself takes months.
Order, after, point of order.
After the pool has
Excuse
been...
Excuse me, hold on a second, Serene. What is your point of order, George?
Yes. The secretary is arguing to the motion. What's on the floor is the question of sustaining or not your motion, whether it's in order or not.
Yeah. Okay, so...
My statement was that there's no inconsistency between the motion and the bylaws. The board should create a policy when it sees that clearly things are awry.
Okay.
The fact is that the person in the executive office gets to make the decision, but the board has the responsibility to say, and it can't take 6 months from the time that we recommend the candidates after an LSB has gone through a months-long process to identify the candidates.
So I take it that your position is that you're upholding the chair's ruling. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Some of the stack at some point, because I'm taking that as a personal attack.
Wait, whoa. My 90 seconds cannot be finished because George interrupted.
Yes, okay. Go ahead.
The bylaws on the issue of control, subject to the control of the board, the executive director shall have general supervision, direction, and control. It is the board's responsibility to provide, the executive is required to implement the directives of the board with regard to administration, personnel, programming, financing, and so on. There is no conflict here. Stop creating one. I mean, people are imagining a conflict that does not exist.
Point of order.
Thank you, Serene. What is your point of order, Caroline?
The member is again arguing the issue.
I agree. Okay, we're going to move on, and I would ask people to please try and stick to the question of whether or not the ruling to support the ruling of the chair. Summer.
Yes, I believe I'm next. I will speak to Summer then, please.
Go ahead. I want to speak to Summer, but you go ahead and speak, Carolyn, and I'll finish our list and then do that.
Well,
go ahead.
I just want to point out that this is akin to the savings clause in the Constitution. Powers not directly attributed to one entity are fall to another. In this case, the power is directly attributed to the chair. The chair, it's a specific duty and responsibility. And for us to, under the guise of control or power or supervision, interfere with that power, our job only is, after the fact, we may protest it. There's probation and there are other kinds of rulings, but it's not appropriate to interfere with that power. I think it would be, as I say, flirting with legal danger and others to even try to do that. I would urge you, Madam Chair, not to allow that to happen.
Okay.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Hold on a second, Richard. Can you hang on 1 second?
Sure.
Summer's asked for the floor, and I don't want to be difficult, but Summer is not actually a member of this body, and I think we should try and resolve this quickly and not prolong debate. I'm sorry she feels offended by the conversation. I don't think that's anybody's intent, but I'm asking that you not pursue asking for the chair and let us move to a vote on this so we can get on with our business. We have a lot of business to conduct tonight.
Can I simply ask that it be noted for the record that the executive director objects to the former member's characterization that this motion is necessary because processes are taking so long, when I cannot make it any more abundantly clear that they take longer for all of us on staff because we do not have the staff.
You don't have an HR person, yeah.
And
because we do not have the money.
Okay.
And we don't have the money because two stations pay no central services. And
okay.
That's what the board should be dealing with, as opposed to restricting my power or authority, should be why are the resources that are supposed to be there not there for years on end and not addressed by the board?
Okay.
I don't care.
I won't.
Okay. Okay. Pardon me. Pardon me. We're just gonna move along here now. The next person on the list is George, who is speaking.
I had a point of information too.
I'm sorry, Richard. What is your question?
I'm sorry.
Does this?
I'm sorry, Richard. One moment, please. Can those not speaking please mute?
Yeah, please. Okay.
Does.
So, go ahead, Richard.
Madam Chair, does this motion attempt to set the PMB to be the body that would choose a GM?
I believe the motion.
No.
You have to read what the motion says, and my interpretation is that is not the case. George.
If I thought that was not the case, I wouldn't be objecting to your ruling. However, at the very beginning of this meeting, I asked what was the intention of the maker of the resolution, and he was very clear. He even cited stuff that had happened in executive session to make it very clear. But the intention was indeed that the PMB would take for itself, should it choose, the hiring of the GMs, and that this report was not simply for information, but for possibly being acted on and contradicted. That does violate the bylaws. It's very clear that the mandate to supervise the ED does not contradict a later section of the bylaws, which says a power that the ED has within the bylaws, and we are constrained to follow our bylaws. So it seems to me, given the intention of the maker, that this is out of order, and that the wording, as it stands, is ambiguous, but that the intention is clear.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do we vote on the intention or do we vote on the wording?
My understanding of things which are ambiguous is that it is the intention which can be read from the discussion of when it's applied, which will determine how it's going to be used in the future. So I guess the short answer to my question is, given that's the intention, that should be what we're voting on.
All right, and let me ask the maker of the motion. Hold on a second. Let me ask the maker of the motion if that, in fact, is his intention. Hank, are you there?
Yeah. You know, my intention was to streamline the thing and get it moving and to slow down the turnover in the GM positions, because 4 out of 5 in a year is a lot of turnover in GM positions. I know we have problems at every station, but part of the problem is turnover.
Okay. So I guess
it's not
the direct
necessarily to control, but we should be able to approve 1 of 5 positions in the organization, for God's sake. It's not controlling everything she does. If she submits somebody to us and they're fine, they're fine. If she submits somebody to us and they're not, then we have a right and a responsibility, and actually, according to the bylaws, we control her position. I'm not saying we run amok and do everything for her or do everything against her or any of that, but we're the bottom line responsibility. So if we don't understand and accept that in cases like the GMs, what do we have anything to do? I mean,
okay.
You know, we could just let her run the whole thing.
Okay. Lucette, we are discussing the ruling of the chair. Go ahead, Lucette.
Well, can I ask a point of information from what I just heard?
Yes.
Good.
Please.
Chair, can you tell me whether you heard, like I did, that the intention is to control the turnover of GMs in our network?
To control, yes, that's what I heard him say, that to reduce the amount
and
of...
And how is that different from what some of us have been opposing, which is directly micromanaging? If we're going at that level, how are we not micromanaging?
Can I answer that?
And point of order?
What is your point of order, Lydia?
Is that the motion belongs to the body, so the intent is collective intent, and various members have expressed that intent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Okay, so let me move a point of order. My question was through the chair.
Yes, your question and what is... Okay, Lucette, I think we're not debating micromanaging. We're debating whether or not the motion as it reads violates the bylaws. That's what we're debating. I can't talk about micromanaging. I don't even know what that means or how. I mean, I know how some people think it means. Some people think it means, but it's not what we're discussing right now.
Information, Kathleen?
Go ahead, Adriana.
And Carolyn on the sec, please.
No, Carolyn, that would be three times for you. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Janet Coleman had a point of information, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Let me hear what Adriana, what did you want to say, please?
My question is, are we debating?
Hey, Adriana, you're going to have to get directly on the phone. We can't hear a word you're saying.
Yeah, it's
Who are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, Janet, I heard you. Hold
okay.
on.
Oh, Adriana can't be heard.
We can't.
No.
It's hard to hear you, Adriana, because it's
now
muffled.
Better.
Go ahead.
Oh, better?
Better.
Okay. My question is, are we still debating the challenge that Richard Houston made to the ruling of the chair?
Unfortunately, yes.
We keep discussing, but I don't hear that we are discussing that point.
I think you're right. I don't think people are speaking directly to the question.
I think that what I hear that we are using this to debate other things.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so Janet had a point of information.
Yes,
that's a
my
question.
Point of
what
information
is,
Hank Lamb seems so confident that we could assume our superior power.
No.
I wanted to ask, where in the bylaws, is there any procedure for the board to take on a personnel committee's powers? You know, I mean,
I'm sorry.
That is my question. Is that in the bylaws?
That is not.
There's a procedure for
that
this
is not
to
a question.
Occur?
I don't think anyone needs to answer that question. I consider that argument. Okay, so now we need to move on. George asked, George, I recognized you, right? Okay, so that's it.
I've already spoken to it.
Thank you. That's it for the speakers list. I think we're ready to vote on the ruling of the chair. You vote yes to uphold the chair, no to not uphold the chair. You may, of course, abstain. Serene, please call the roll.
Brian Edwards, Stegart?
Yes.
Wait, I was on the stack. I've been waiting patiently.
Mr. Luis Fuentes?
I'm sorry, Kim, we're in the middle of a vote. I can't.
No, we're not in the middle of a vote.
We are.
I was on the stack, and you did not call on me. And I was on mute and trying to get off mute in time.
Kim, I'm sorry. I didn't write your name down. I didn't hear you. We are in the middle of the vote. I am sorry.
We're not in the middle of a vote, please.
We are. The secretary has already started calling names.
Point of procedure, Madam Chair.
I apologize.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Yes. Point of procedure, Madam Chair.
Luis not in the middle of
Fuentes,
the vote, I'm sorry.
Yes. Janet Colburn.
No.
Colburn votes no. Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Agueta votes yes. Brazón. Lydia Brazón. Can't hear you, Lydia. Kim Kaufman?
Yes. What are we voting on at this time?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Lydia. I'm sorry. Go ahead with your vote.
What are we voting on?
Kaufman, one moment. Brazón, your vote?
Yes.
Upholding the chair or not.
Thank you.
Okay, my vote is no.
Yes.
My vote is no.
Thanks. I'll ask the member, if you could just wait until I was finished with Ms. Brazón, I would have gotten to both the answer to your question and calling your name. If we can just try better. Kim, Jesus, please. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Serene, did you hear my vote? This is Lydia.
I did. I was attempting to acknowledge it, but I was.
Yes, we heard what you were doing.
Yes.
Ms. Burden, control yourself. Ms. Burden, control yourself.
Everyone,
Madam Chair, would you call the secretary to order, please?
Oh, my God. Listen to me. Listen to me. Okay.
No, you listen to me. You call her to order. I don't appreciate her snide remarks. Just because she's the secretary.
Burden, you
right
do not have the floor. You have not been recognized. I'm attempting to call the roll. Please exercise some courtesy.
Serene, let me chair this.
Thank you.
Like she said, you don't have the floor. We are in the middle of a vote. No one gets to speak in the middle of a vote. If you want to talk, mute your phone. Go ahead.
Please ask the secretary.
Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence Reyes.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yes.
Reyes votes yes. Adriana Casanav.
Yes.
Casanav votes yes. Hank Lamb.
Yes.
Lamb votes yes. George Ryder.
No.
Ryder votes no. Richard Uzzell.
No.
Uzzell, no. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Janet Coleman.
No.
Coleman votes no. Jim Brown.
Jim Brown votes yes.
Brown, yes. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Diaz, yes. Lizette King.
No.
King, no. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Norman, yes. Heather Gray?
No.
Gray, no. Serene votes yes. One moment, please.
On the letter, Madam Chair.
Hold on a second. We're waiting for the secretary to announce the vote. Just hang on one second.
But she didn't ask if you were voting, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry?
She didn't ask if you were voting.
No, she asks me after she counts up the votes. It's the new procedure we've adopted.
Okay.
Madam Chair, the vote is 11 to 8. How do you vote?
11 yes, 8 no.
That's correct.
I vote present but not voting. Thank you.
Thank
All
you.
Right. You're welcome. Okay. So now the chair has been upheld, so now we're going to move to a vote on the motion. I hope that people agree with me that we've had plenty of discussion on this motion. So,
George for the stack.
Go ahead, George.
Brian for stack.
Okay.
I'm going to take the motion to mean the interpretation which was last presented by the chair, which is to say that this means that we're going, the ED is being asked to present for information to the board the decision on the proposed GM candidate to be hired. It seems to me putting a 30-day limit or a 60-day limit on something as important as that is really impossible. You're basically saying you must make a decision in this time whether or not all the information's in, whether or not all the people have had a chance to be interviewed. I appreciate the desire to have this move along, so I want to make an amendment to this, which is that the report to the Pacifica National present to the Pacifica Radio National Board progress on the hiring of proposed GM candidate to be hired at any station from the pool of candidates submitted by the local station board every 30 days from the LSB submission of candidates pool. In the case of KPFA, this report shall be done no later than 15 days from now.
Okay.
So that's my amendment.
Thank you, George.
Second.
And there was a second.
And I'll write that up for Serene. I'll try to get it
okay,
clear.
And you'll email it to Serene? Thank you.
I will do that.
Thank you. All right, so now...
Point of clarification, could George... Well, point of clarification.
Okay, you have a question, is that
yes,
your
question? Yes, a question.
What is your question, Benito?
Could George repeat the motion and or explain what is the difference here? What is he saying, that report every 30 days on progress? What is it, George?
Yeah, that's what he said.
You got it. That's it, that the report be done every 30 days, but she not be required to make a decision, or whoever it is, not be required to make a decision in a specific period of time. That's the substance of the amendment.
Okay, thank you. All right, so now we're debating the amendment, okay?
Hank to the stack.
Is everyone
Jim to
clear?
The stack.
Benito to the stack.
Okay, so I have, I got Hank, Brian, Benito.
Oh,
no, Kim. Kim was before Benito.
Kim, I'm chairing this meeting. I will, please, just relax. You will get your chance. Just hang on. Hank, Brian, Kim, and Benito.
Thank you.
I didn't say. Okay, go ahead, Hank.
Well, two things. One, I would like to know why she would report things to us that we would have no input over. It makes no sense. It's kind of adding a duty to her job that that we don't need if we're not, you know, in a hierarchy where our opinion makes any difference. But some people seem to think that our opinions in matters don't make any difference, that it's strictly her decision. Why would we need a report then?
Thank you. Are you done?
Yes.
Thanks, Hank. Brian.
I'll make a substitute amendment.
You make my life complicated. Okay, go ahead.
To go back to the previous language and substitute 60 days for 30 days.
I second. Serene.
Okay, so so now we're discussing that amendment, and we start with a new speakers list.
Madam Chair, like how would that read?
Okay.
How would Ryan's read?
Where it says...
It would read like the original motion, with 60 days substituted for 30 days.
Point of order.
Hold on.
Jose Luis Fuentes to the stack, please.
Okay,
What
is your point of order, George?
That isn't a substitute motion. It's just an amendment and can be voted on first without the rigmarole of substitute motion involved. It's a small change in a motion. It's just an amendment.
Okay, thank you. I agree. So it's an amendment, and so now we are discussing the amendment, and we will vote on the amendment before we vote on the main motion, which is...
No,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right. You vote on Brian's amendment first, and then before the amendment that I made.
That's right. Okay. So, Jose Luis asked to be on the speaker's list. Go ahead, Jose.
I'd like to motivate, Madam Chair.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian.
And Benito.
Look, I want to bring this around to the center, and I think this may only be a problem that we've had at KPFA. In 2011, our board put together a pool of candidates for general manager, and the person who was executive director then never hired anyone from that pool. That executive director chose to keep an interim manager on indefinitely, who no one at KPFA had any role in selecting. And this year, after 6 months of work, our local station board, by consensus, we agreed on every single candidate, submitted a pool of candidates to our executive director, and it's been 4 months without action.
We
have to impose some kind of deadline, or the default is go through whatever hiring motions you want. You're going to be stuck with whatever manager Pacifica wants to drop on you, and Pacifica can keep that manager in place as long as it wants.
That is not fair. There has not been no action. I supplied a full report to KPFA LSD, which I copied.
Point of order.
I was going to point out that you sent a report both to the KPFA LSB and to the PMB, which delineated your point of view on what happened on this. I
apologize for that language. I meant to say with no hire. I apologize for the no action language. I'm sorry.
Thank you. It's not for any desire to follow in my predecessor's footsteps in terms of the pool itself. Okay.
I'm, right. Yes. No. I'm sorry for that. And I guess what I wanted to bring it around to is I do think 30 days is unreasonably short. And I do think 60 days is reasonable. And I do think there needs to be a deadline for action.
All right. Thank you. All right. So that is the amendment before us. Is there a second to the amendment?
I second it.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Is there any further discussion on the amendment?
Yes.
Benito.
This is okay. You are either speaking for or against changing the language in the motion to read 60 days instead of 30 days. I'm calling on Kim and then Benito.
Okay, I had been on the staff.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jose Luis. You're absolutely right. Okay. So let me call on Jose Luis and then Kim and then Benito. Go ahead, Jose Luis.
Motion to table everything.
This whole discussion?
Yes.
Okay. A motion to table is not debatable. Am I right about that? I think I'm right about that. And so we will vote now.
It needs a second, though.
It needs a second. Is there a second to
second.
The table?
Second.
Okay. Was that Serene? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So the motion to table is before us. Please, the secretary will please take the roll. If you
Brian,
vote, if you vote
sorry.
Yes, you vote to table the both these two amendments and the main motion. And if you vote no, you want to continue the discussion now. You may, of course, abstain. Go ahead.
Brian Edward Steger.
Yes.
Edward Steger votes yes. Jose Luis Fuentes. Mr.
Yeah.
Fuentes.
Yeah.
Fuentes votes yes. Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
Agueta votes yes. Lydia Brazón.
Yes.
Brazón votes yes. Kim Kaufman. Can't hear you, Kim. Pound, pound one. Lawrence Reyes.
Oh, yes.
Reyes votes yes. Hassanav.
Yes.
Hassanav votes yes. Hank Lam. Can't hear you, Hank. Pound, pound one.
Yes.
Lam votes yes. George Ryder.
I abstain.
Ryder abstains. Richard Uzzell.
No.
Uzzell votes no. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Burton votes no. Janet Coleman. Pound, pound one, Janet.
Coleman votes no.
Thank you. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Brown votes yes. Benito Diaz.
Yep.
Diaz votes yes. Lisa Coon.
No.
King votes no. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Heather Gray?
No.
Gray votes no. Serene,
this is Kim. This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
I abstain.
Thank you. Serene votes yes. Going back to Janet Coburn.
Abstain.
One moment, please, Madam Chair.
Yes. What the...
Madam Chair, the count is 11 yes, 5 no, 3 abstentions.
Very good. Okay, so the matter is tabled. We are now at point number 2 on our agenda, which is the PMB committee elections. Yes?
This is Kim.
Wait a second. I heard a voice.
Shirley, listen to me. You have to speak loud enough to be heard.
This is Kim.
You have to speak up where you can be heard.
I'm sorry. Are you speaking to me?
This is Kim. I'd like to be recognized.
Hold on a second, Kim. There was somebody who spoke before you. I think it was Hank, and I'm trying to find out what he wants. What's going on? Who needs to speak louder, Hank? Okay. Yes, Kim.
I would like to make a motion to reconsider the HR motion earlier based on what the ED sent to us a little while ago, that our insurance person is insisting that we have HR specialists in order to address the issues that we're dealing with. So I would like to, people should read this, and we need to reconsider my HR motion to have counsel available.
Okay, pardon me. Excuse me.
On the order, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry. Kim, in order to have a motion to reconsider without notice, it takes a two-thirds vote.
No, This is George.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. I asked a point of order. Why is George Ryder being allowed to speak before me?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Serene. What is your point of order?
Serene, I'm sorry. Three people asked for point of order.
Okay.
Luis Fuentes, KPFA, asked for a point of order, and so did Director Lawrence, and so did Director
George. Okay, hold on. Okay, I didn't hear everybody. I apologize. Let's do it in this order. George, did you have a point of order as well?
Madam Chair, I object. Hold on.
That's correct. You probably have the first speak on this.
Okay. Serene, go ahead.
The member is out of order in bringing a motion to reconsider. She did not vote on the prevailing side.
Thank you.
We need to move on.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for that, and I agree with you.
Madam Chair, Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA, wanted to recognize on the issue of the PMB committee elections.
Go ahead.
I move that we close the PMB committee list and move to elections.
Okay.
Close nominations.
Okay. So I believe that actually...
I second.
Okay. Is there any objection to closing the nomination list? Hearing
point
none.
Of information.
Well, I'm
Janet.
Yeah, point of information.
Hold on a second, Janet Coburn. What is your point of information?
Would that include notifying or stating publicly who is on the committee list?
Let me explain how it works. Okay, at this point. We have taken self-nominations from members of the PMB. In some cases, we have committees where only two members from each station area are allowed to be on the committee, and three people have signed up. In those instances, we will have to have an election. In some other instances, for example, Finance Committee, only one director is on the committee, and two people have signed up, so we will have to have elections on those people. The LSBs are in the process of selecting their candidates. Those are being forwarded gradually to the IT guys, and once the committees are populated, then I will appoint conveners. We will move as quickly to do this as possible. At this point, the members of the PMB have had an opportunity to put their names on a list, and the motion is to close that portion. Are there any objections to closing?
Yes, Janet Kay, my question was not answered. So the names on the committee list are only known to the PMB, and my question is, when will they be known publicly, the ones that are uncontested?
Oh, we could do that right now. The ones that are uncontested, we could do immediately.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes. Yes, Serene, what is your point of order?
If they're uncontested, they will appear on the committee list as soon as we're done, and any member of the public can go to kpftx.org and see who's on what committee.
Right. Exactly. As soon as we close this, that can happen, okay?
This is Kim, point of order.
What is your point of order, Kim?
I did not make a motion to rescind, which would require me to have voting on the other side. I made a motion to reconsider based on new information that the ED has just given to us. It's really very critical to our financial stability. And I urge the members to address this.
It's unrelated to the...
Kim,
what was sent
your motion did not talk about, had nothing to do with hiring an HR director. It had to do with having HR people, I think, in our meetings.
HR lawyers at 3 or whatever
an hour. HR attorneys in our meetings. I really think that your motion to reconsider is inappropriate. I have no problem with somebody bringing a motion at our very next meeting to talk about hiring an HR director. That seems to be a very important question for us to talk about. There are lots of issues. But it is that your motion did not speak to that matter, and I don't believe that your motion to reconsider is appropriate, and I'm ruling it out of order. And I am asking that we continue with the discussion underway on the committee list.
George Stack.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA.
Go ahead, Jose Luis.
We've run out of time. We need to come to a vote.
Okay.
Time to go to executive session.
Okay. What is your point of order, George?
Well, my point of what was my no, I just said I wanted to be on the stack.
Oh, I apologize. I apologize.
And I wanted to have the list of people who were signed up for committees read, so there'll be no mistake as to whether the list is correct or not, and whether everybody who's on a committee that wants to be is on is actually on it.
Okay.
It seems to me, we're going to make a motion to close it. We want to find out exactly what's on it.
Okay. That
Janet K. Point of information.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Serene has just sent the list to everybody. If you're at your computer, you can open it and look at it. It is exactly the same list that she sent to us on March 6th, as far as I know. It does not.
Record point of information.
Hold on a second. It does not include any of the LSB people who are being appointed by the LSBs. So Janet Coburn had a point of information. What is it, Janet?
Send Carolyn on the stack, please.
Hold on. We're not.
We have to vote, Manager.
We have to vote because we're out of time.
No, I have to. I have a point of order.
Hold on. What is your point? What is your question, Janet?
Okay. So does closing the list mean that there are some committees where there are still vacant seats? That
those can be filled later. Those can be filled later. Okay. Somebody else had a point of
information. Point of information.
I'm sorry. The point of order takes precedent. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Thank you. I thought I had said this, but evidently it didn't reach the secretary. I'd like to withdraw my name from both governance and programming.
Okay.
Point of information.
Okay, thank you.
That wasn't Richard that had the point of information.
I apologize, Richard. What is your question?
No problem. Better understanding of the motion, if a person is running for, say, the audit committee and they don't win, can they then run for the finance committee, which normally they would... You wouldn't be able to run for both because they'd only be on one. Would that be possible? Does that make sense?
I don't know. I think that's something we would have to discuss.
Does this motion freeze?
Hold on. Brian?
Does this motion freeze all this?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think so. People get to sign up for other committees if they don't get on the committee they want to get on. I don't understand. I mean, I guess we would have to have elections in the future. At this point, we'll have elections based on the contested seats that appear on the list at this time. Okay? And those are the ones.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We have to, we're out of time. We have to come to a vote. What is your question, Kim?
Can you read the committees for the stream?
Sure. The procedure.
The ones that are not contested.
Okay, I will read the ones that are not contested. Yes,
Adriana. Yeah, point of order.
Well, hold on. I'll just announce the committees that are not contested. Audit, coordinating elections, programming, and then there are a number of task forces. Those are the ones that are not contested, and they can be sent to the webpage as soon as possible.
And who were all them?
I'm not going to do that. People will be able to go to the webpage tomorrow and see who's on the committees. Please, we are now coming to a vote.
I want to make sure that they're correct.
Well, I'm sorry, Kim.
Can you mention the committees that are contested?
Point of order.
Hello.
Point of order.
Stop it.
Point of order.
The point of order is that. The point of order right now is that we need to come to a vote because we have run out of time. No one has extended time. We are eating into the time of the closed session. So it is time to vote on
Kim.
The motion to close.
I move to extend time. I move to extend time.
It's
10
too
minutes.
Late. It's too late.
You have to
move. First of all, you have to be recognized. Let me finish. You have to be recognized. And second of all, you have to move to extend time before the time expires. The time has expired. We are now going to vote on the motion, which is to close the list, hold the elections for the contested positions. Everybody has the list in their email. You all have the list in your email. You can look at it.
Point of order, Janet King.
Hold on. The uncontested, pardon me, the uncontested committees will be sent to the webpage as soon as possible. Okay.
Janet K., point of order.
Okay. Somebody tell me. We've run out of time and we're supposed to vote. Do I still have to take points of order?
Yes.
Okay. I'll take points of order.
I'm sorry. Madam Chair, Adriana Kasanev has been trying patiently
to get
attention for some time.
I have a hard time hearing her voice.
I understand that, especially with so many others screaming.
Right, exactly. Okay, so here I will deal with 3 points of order in order. Adriana, and then Janet, and then Kim. Go ahead,
Janet,
Adriana.
Kim. Mine was a point of procedure. We ran out of time, and we cannot pile enough questions. We need to vote.
I agree. Okay, I agree. What is your Janet? Did you have a point of information or a point of order?
The motion was to close the committee list. There was nothing about holding elections. No, the motion was to close the committee list.
Are you saying that should not hold the elections?
I'm saying that the elections would have to be done in public session.
We're in public session. The elections The elections do not take place on the phone. The way the elections work, and I'm going to ask the secretary to send out the ballots next week. The way it works is you get an email from the national office, you respond, your vote is counted, it's secret ballot. That's how it works. I do not understand why we need to have any board action on that. That is the procedure. That is what we have always done. No, I'm sorry, not because.
Order for the day, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I'm going to ask the secretary to take the vote on Jose Luis's motion to close the nominations.
Point of order.
I'm not taking. What is your point of order, Kim?
My point of order is that I was interrupted by Jose Luis when I was speaking, which is why I didn't get to make my motion.
I'm sorry. You can't make. I mean, we're about to take a vote. We cannot take any more motions. We're out of time.
Interrupted when I was going to move to extend time.
Kim,
that is not true.
It doesn't matter. Everybody be quiet. I'm sorry. Kim, by the time you asked for the floor to extend time, we were past time. So you can't make a motion to extend time if we are past time. We are now going to vote on the motion to close the nominations or the committee sign-up sheet and move into our executive session. Okay, so I'm asking the secretary to take the roll.
Ryan Edwards-Teeger.
Yes.
Thank you. Edward Stigard votes yes. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Fuentes, yes. Janet Coburn?
No.
Coburn, no. Rodrigo Agueta? Didn't hear you, Rodrigo. Okay, going to come back. Lydia Brezon?
Yes.
Brezon, yes. Kim Kaufman? No, we don't know if the list is correct. No.
Lawrence
Reyes, please.
Yes.
Reyes votes yes. Thank you. Adriana Kasanov?
Yes.
Kasanov votes yes. Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Lamb votes yes. George Ryder?
Abstain.
Ryder abstains. Richard Uzzell?
Abstain.
Zell abstains. Carolyn Burton? Pound 1 to vote. Janet Coleman?
No. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Janet votes no. Jim Brown?
Jim Brown votes yes.
Brown votes yes. Thank you. Benito Diaz.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Lizette King. Can't hear you, Lizette. Pound, pound, one. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Heather Gray.
No.
Can you hear me?
1 second, Lizette. Heather what?
No.
Gray votes no. Lizette?
I did say abstain.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Thank
right.
you.
Okay.
Going back to Rodrigo on closing nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you clearly.
I didn't hear anything.
Is anyone else hearing?
No.
No. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Carolyn Burden.
No.
Burden votes no. Roberts votes yes. One moment, please. Madam Chair, the count is 10-5-3.
Thank you.
Do you wish to vote?
No. Mark me present, but not voting. Thank you very much. Okay. So now this portion of the meeting is adjourned, and we will move into our executive session.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Richard.
There was no on the agenda you sent us. There was no time certain to adjourn. So, if it's possible, I would like to move that that the vote on the other positions in, on the committees be dealt with.
So, vote.
Point of order.
We have a meeting noticed for 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern.
Yeah, it's noticed, and that's what's on the PMB page. And I'm sorry, we always adjourn at this time, and no one made a motion to extend before the time ran out. So I apologize.
Just trying to be helpful.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, so now we will move to the closed session. Thank you.
Madam Chair, can someone forward the agenda for the closed session? I don't have it.
I'll send it to you, Carolyn.
Oh, thank you.